They're working on that now.
Okay.
Whether they do or not, they're going to write on the board.
I have, I want to.
I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. Today is September 3rd. The time is 1:06. First item on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Hatsia.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Walker, please render our prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for all the rain that we've gotten, Lord. I appreciate the change of seasons, ready for fall, ready for football. I'm ready to get to work. We've got a lot of work in front of us, Lord. A lot of moving targets right now. Lord, I just ask that you look over us during this meeting as we meet with our gaming officials and put us in a position to do what's best for our Osage people, Lord. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. If the committee would take a couple of minutes and look through the minutes from July 30th. Congresswoman Pratt.
Motion to approve the minutes for July 30th as presented.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Abstain, please.
One abstention. Motion passes as minutes are approved. Next item on our agenda is the gaming annual plan of operations. Here with us, we have the CEO, Byron Bickhorst, board members, Mark Sims. We have the COO, Joe Cooper, the CFO, Mr. Steinke, and we also have Kimberly, who is our executive director. Is that your title? Okay. All right, I'll invite you guys to the table.
Bring it in, Joe. Bring it in.
Just to let our committee know, we have a little bit of legislation that was assigned to this committee. We're hearing three tomorrow. Congressman Potts, Congressman Tillman have one and two pieces of legislation. Congresswoman Whitehorn's on the agenda for the following day with three pieces of legislation. And then there are four pieces of legislation that are left over in this committee from last session. So I'm going to talk with each one of those sponsors to see where they're at on that and if they want it to come back this session. But this is our first time hearing the annual plan of operations. Chief mentioned this morning on the 11th, I think it is, we'll hear from Oklahoma Indian Gaming. But let's get started. Byron, I'll give you the floor.
Wonderful. Good afternoon. So good to see everyone again this time of year. I love that football has started. We got a nice win for OU and a really nice win for Oklahoma State. So we're off to a promising start. Come bearing good news. We're making a lot of money. So that's always a good thing to say out loud for everybody. I want to let Mr. Sims, Chairman Sims, kind of say a few words before we get started.
When he says we're making a lot of good money, the Tulsa has had a real June and July uplift.
Chairman, can you speak into your microphone?
Sure, thank you. And so the other casinos, they're kind of doing flat right now, but they're still making some money. I feel like if we do some improvements, like on Sand Springs, and hopefully we'd be able to build Bartlesville and Pawhuska, which I think would elevate us even anywhere between $5 and maybe $10 million. So that's kind of what's in the plan. And so I'll let Byron go ahead with his PowerPoint.
Horse is out of the barn. I like it. Good start. So I'm going to go over, I've got some talking points I'm going to put up on the screen here. I'm going to hit some highlights at any point. If you have any questions, please feel free to stop me. I like to ramble on. So also, we are, I believe, in open session, so I'm going to try to keep this as general as possible. I'm going to kind of look for your lead, Madam Chair, to say if we need to go into executive session or not. So give me the high sign or the nod or.
Now you know when we need to go into. If there's anyone who feels like we need to hit an executive session at some point, raise your hand up.
Wonderful.
Hold on, Congressman Walker.
I'm just curious, when we get into percentages on EBITDA and break it out like that, I mean, I guess those are for public distribution.
Right, without putting specific numbers to it, I felt that generalizing with the percentage model is an easy way to talk about it.
Because we have resolutions that show what we're going to draw from the casinos and whatnot. I mean, it's just.
All right. Congresswoman Edwards.
So the handouts that go, that we received along with the annual plan, these are the new ones, and are they labeled? How do we know?
Numbered. The pages are numbered at the bottom.
Yeah, so the. Okay, so we're supposed to pull the other ones out? Okay.
I also put an asterisk on them so that you'll know that they, at the very bottom, that those were amended.
Did everyone on the committee receive their. Okay. Everyone's good. All right. Thank you. Byron.
So, thank you. Time to kind of begin with, really had a good. Very good year. Talking to the board, I think it was about 90 days ago, we were in these very chambers talking about what we can do to kind of help the nation further along and increase those dollars. So the board and I came together, designed a percentage model that I think makes a lot of sense for everyone in the game, because it's based off performance, and the better the performance, the better everyone does. So really, it puts my staff on point. We have to perform, because it now more than ever, it makes a big difference. So you'll see that the revenue model split is a 60% EBITDA percentage to the Osage Nation and a 40% to the Osage Casino. The casinos will service debt, as well as capital expenditures for the next fiscal year with that 40%. A breakdown of actually all that capital retention is on page 6 of your annual plan of operation, if you're interested in specific numbers. That's the big, kind of big news from an executive highlight. Everything else in the annual plan you have seen in the years past. I'm not going to blow through it, but I am going to go through it very rapidly. That way I can get to questions as needed. So what I've done is put together a lot of talking points on my PowerPoint here. And, you know, one thing that we definitely are dealing with is the Governor Stitt and his approach, if you will, to negotiating the compacts with the tribes, specifically with the Osage Nation. I kind of put together a little timeline. Basically, he put out an op-ed article in the Tulsa World before even consulting with anyone, including Chief Standing Bear, which was very odd in our eyes, because that's not really how you start a negotiation. To this date, there have been no negotiations between the Osage Nation and the state regarding the compact. We've been advised by our legal counsel. They're pretty firm in saying that that compact will renew in January. That's kind of the big sticking point for Governor Stitt. He's saying it expires. We're saying it renews. So what this means is there's going to be a big potential for this to end up in court, and it could take a while for it to get resolved. So what we've been working on is potential impacts to the Osage Casino. We have contingency plans in place to convert most, if not all, of our games to class two from class three. Yes, ma'am.
Would that mean that we have quite a few of the class two games, right?
Correct.
Already on our
already. Floor. Correct.
So would that entail contracting those or purchase of those or?
So class two, you cannot purchase class two with anybody. Okay. Well, you can. Some vendors are now selling class two, but the majority of them lease cabinets to you.
Okay, thank
so
you.
So we've been in talks with everyone to make sure, I'm going to call this the nuclear option. Should he say class three is invalidated as of January, we'll have to cease operating class three games, but we have a contingency plan in place to convert those to class two, as well as supplement with other vendors. So.
And you guys actually were ahead of the game on that, correct?
Yes.
I think they covered that in not the last meeting, but the meeting before.
So
we're in a really good...
We're in a good position.
In a good position.
It's been about... yes, sir. Sure. I've been working with my staff now for the past probably 18 months because we had an executive meeting, and I brought the question up, you know, because I know we own a lot of our games. And, you know, thanks to a smart staff, we've been ahead of the curve. So there's 30... one tribes that have compacts with the state. So you guys can imagine if there's a run on class two games, they're going to have to create a priority list. I feel like we're pretty high up on their priority list right now. So like where we're at, should this become a major issue and they invalidate class three gaming. Now, what that means too for operations, class three gaming in Oklahoma involves table games. So right now, we're talking about what's going to happen, should that happen with our employees. We're going to run through some scenarios, but you can imagine if class three gaming stops, we're going to have a situation where we're going to have to probably address with those employees. It's about 82 employees right now, system-wide. We are going through also worst-case scenarios, financially, what kind of impact that looks like on the casinos. However, I do want to caution everybody, it's pure speculation at this point. There's no way to tell you exactly how much it could affect us because nobody really knows. And I can tell you the Chickasaws don't know, the Choctaws, Cherokees, everybody's in the same state of flux, if you will. But we will run through certain scenarios to provide some data points, but they are speculative in nature. But just so everyone does understand, you're talking about $147 million a year impact to the Oklahoma governmental budget. Everybody at this table on the gaming side believes class three gaming is not going away. Oklahoma gaming is not going away. This is more of a negotiation tactic, albeit strange, that the governor is using to open up the talks.
Congresswoman Edwards, you have your hand up.
Ask with respect to your scenarios that you're graphing out, are you also including what impact sports betting might have if it comes to Oklahoma?
You know, we've run those analysis. We do have that as well.
Okay.
It's a very small percentage of what we're talking about. So
can you share those different scenarios? I know the chief mentioned it this morning and he was talking about the worst case scenarios. So so somebody's got some numbers. Can you share those?
Sure. Absolutely.
And also, you know, give us what we're looking at, a 3% increase. You know, I heard the top. I'd like to see more.
We have that.
Best case scenario.
Would that be okay if we email that to you?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll
send it to the board. The board can send it to the chair, and then
all right.
We can.
Fine.
Absolutely. So, again, what we're I'm going to go through this, and again, stop me if I'm going too fast, but this kind of falls, I tried to envision reading this document and kind of seeing what we're asking for as a casino. So we have a very good opportunity with our Bartlesville and Pawhuska properties. We have been working on the land into trust situation for a number of years. We do believe we are at the finish line. It's going to make a lot of sense right now to go ahead. We're seeking approval for an architect or engineer of record for both of those properties. Really what we're asking approval for is to get architect of record, engineer of record on board, documents in hand, ready to come back at the next opportune time to talk about what it's going to cost. I've got some numbers in my head. I've talked to my staff about, well, we got a kind of a ballpark figure, but I do want to let everybody know it's about a 12 to 18 month process once you start this in order to get the dirt turned in to get it operational. That's an experience that we've seen just recently with Tulsa. The reason we're asking for both of them is we can realize an economy of scale by building both of them concurrently. You'll save money on construction costs because a lot of the subs will have to come from Tulsa or from Bartlesville or Ponca City. There's not a lot of sub activity here locally. So that will kind of drive, be a factor in construction costs. However, yes, ma'am.
Congresswoman Whitehorn. I'll let you finish your thought.
Okay. I was just going to say, however, I can show you right there on the board, you're talking about a significant amount of dollars associated with both of these projects. To me, you can get ahead of the game. You can be shovel ready when the land comes into trust, and then we can put together a package, a construction cost package, come back to this body and say, this is what it's going to cost, and this is how we're going to pay for it, and then we can move on from there. So, yes, ma'am.
I was just curious if you mentioned the significant cost to jump into both the construction for both of these facilities. As far as it sits at the table right now, we're considering an additional borrowing plan for Pawhuska. I know that we haven't done it yet, but
sure.
In the future, when we get there, we're looking at a finance loan package for these.
Absolutely. We envision a refinance, if you will, of our current debt facility, adding capacity for both of these projects. We can get into that in a separate conversation. But yeah, that's what we had anticipated the future looking like for these projects.
Okay, thank you.
Which one do you plan on first, Bartlesville or Pawhuska, or is it?
So
it's totally concurrent?
Totally concurrent. Ideally, you want to build them together. There will be a bit of a lag, just given how construction is. But in order to realize some efficiency and savings, we're going to have to do it at the same time.
Okay. I was just wondering if there's like a couple of weeks leeway in there.
That's
going to be.
When I say them together, we'll probably open them a couple of months apart. Yeah.
And when we did Ponca City and Skytook, because one trade finishes up and then moves to the
right.
Next trade. So one will lag, but for the most part, the project will.
Kind of overall sits it together.
Congresswoman Edwards and Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Other than monetary considerations, are there other reasons that you would build one before the other?
You know, other than, I can't think of one off the top of my head, other than saving. With the subs being already near the site, that's what you get your big cost savings. They'll throw a better price to you on the construction than they would if they did them separately.
Does having lodging in both places take one away from the other?
You know, I think you could have a little bit of cannibalization, if you will. But you know what, the experience that we have had, let's give you an example for Tulsa and Skytook. You know, we did see a little bit of a drawdown, if you will, of gaming dollars from Skytook when we opened Tulsa. But on the inverse of that, it hasn't affected the occupancy rate of either property. As a matter of fact, I think it's increased it a couple percentage points. So I would think that you could easily sustain both properties with some lodging aspect. Now, as far as how big and how grandiose, we haven't decided that yet. That's down the road. We got to talk to some architects first.
And do we have a relatively new market study on what the locale will bear in the community?
I think we've had one that's a couple of years old. We can definitely, you know, look at that again to kind of update that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'd
absolutely.
Be interested in seeing that.
Sure.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Can you, I'm looking through the plan. Can you guys, somebody reference me to what page this is?
So
on the plan.
This will be kind of a hybrid, if you will, of page. Is it six? Actually, if you look on page, I think it has a number associated to it. Yeah, your executive highlights, page four. It'll give you a number tied to what we're looking for,
okay.
For architect or record and engineer.
Right. All right, continue.
Yes. So in addition to asking for architect or record engineer for Bartlesville and Pawhuska, we are seeking approval for additional funds for our SkyTook build-out. What we've run into in the past is our initial busted budget estimates were well below the required funds to complete the build-out. Several factors in there, talking with my staff. We've got some, I think we had some bad numbers from our director of facilities to begin with, previous director of facilities to begin with. So we've since adjusted pace internally, as well as, you know, construction cost has been creeping. You know, it's very cyclical. It goes with, you know, the current events of the world, the price of oil, the hurricanes going everywhere, they all affect the China is a good reason for construction costs creeping up. But you will see that with this build out, we have a shell space in SkyTook. It was originally there. We're building it out to provide a high limit offering for that property. Significant dollars tied to those machines, and that's on a very conservative basis. Talking with Mr. Cooper, we believe that number is going to be above what you see there. Pretty good payback period. So that's kind of the meat and potatoes of what we are asking for. I'd like to open it up for some questions. And if we want to get into some specific dollar amounts, I'd love to go into executive session to talk about that. But I can keep it pretty general.
Committee. Congressman Walker.
Describe to me how the numbers come up with the numbers as far as the additional revenue. I mean, right, and it's not like there's more people in the area. I mean, that's a significant increase.
Sure.
For those two facilities, Bartlesville, it's hard. I don't want to say it's. I mean, we've got a casino. The Cherokees have a casino. How did those estimates come about? It's a new facility.
Sure. So, kind of walking back through, we had a beautiful property. It was doing fantastic. Let's call it X amount of dollars. The Cherokees came in with a better location. And those X amount of dollars flowed away from us, right? So getting with all my staff, our location will be even better than the Cherokee's location, closer to town, closer to all those dollars. We believe not only will we recoup what we lost to them, we're going to add to that based upon, we've got a general sense on how many machines we want to see there and how many hotel rooms, how many conference space, everything's kind of in a generalized format. So we've been tying specific dollar amounts, hold per day per machine, table win, hotel occupancy, everything that, all the metrics that we currently use, we've been tying that kind of formula to the additional revenue we're going to seek from both of those properties. That's kind of the insight to what we were looking at and how, hey, it's just a new property. Hey, there's not an influx of people coming in, but it's going to be much easier to get to. Just like real estate, location, location, locations, everything. So,
and at that property, you're going to have the banquet space?
Yes, we intend to.
Have you guys reached out to ConocoPhillips to see if they'd be willing to host events there?
You know, I think we're a little early for that, but we definitely will at some point. You know, we've noticed a lot of local, at least I've noticed a lot of local business renting our space in Tulsa, anywhere from a birthday party to a corporate event to a wedding. I mean, it's been fantastic.
Anyone else, committee? Before we go into executive session? Oh, Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, it might be executive session. I was looking at the numbers that changed from the addendums to the original handouts. You want to discuss that?
We can do that, yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
All right, the chair will entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
To discuss proprietary information. There's a motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Thank you. We will now enter executive session.
Right. First. Sky Tube, right?
Exactly. And that changes your.
Right.